Today, the man who was in charge of the Shell drilling rig Kulik when it went aground New Year's Eve testified at a Coast Guard hearing that he had never done a winter tow in Alaska before, but he thought they were prepared for the weather ahead when they left Dutch Harbor 10 days earlier to cross the Gulf of Alaska. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Todd Case has worked for Noble Drilling for more than 20 years, and he can't even remember how many tows he's been involved with. He was in charge of the Kulik when it was towed through the Chukchi Sea in 2012, and he remembers weather bad enough to force the tugs pulling it to turn into the wind. He told investigators that the tug Ivik performed well during that trip. He arrived in Dutch Harbor a couple of days before the Kulik was due to leave, and he said he was confident they had a good plan, and he and his towmaster John Becker were looking at a window of good weather ahead.
We talked about it in meetings. None of us expect to have seas as rough as we had.
And they did get rough. The Kulik's operations manual says if waves start tipping the vessel more than 6 degrees, the tow should be slowed down. The vessel's logbook says on the 27th of December that pitching happened for hours, and Case said he couldn't remember if Becker discussed slowing down with the master of the tug Ivik or not. At about midday, Case was on his way to a lunch break when he got word that the tow had broken. He told Coast Guard investigator Josh McTaggart what happened next.
Out on deck to look at it. Everybody was informed at that time. Somewhere around 11:30, I believe, the tow line parted. And sometime right after 1400, we got it back on the emergency line.
To your recollection, what actually failed on that tow gear?
Shackle.
A shackle is a heavy metal loop that a chain or cable is fixed to. This shackle was never recovered. It wasn't on the Kulik's gear, and it wasn't at the end of the line when the Ivik pulled it in. This was the beginning of a series of problems that would see tows reestablished several times, the failure of the Ivik's engines, the arrival of more vessels, and a plan to try to get the rig to safe harbor somewhere around Kodiak Island. Then an emergency line to the tug Guardsman parted. The storm was intensifying, and the drift toward the shallows was accelerating. It was worse than any situation Todd Case had ever seen, and Barry Strouch of the National Transportation Safety Board asked the inevitable question.
At any point in this, did you believe that your life was in danger?
Again, be hard to say, but if you're drifting toward the bank at 3 knots, and it's 3 hours away, yeah. You would wonder.
Well, what did you do, and you and the other crew members do when you realized that your life may have been in jeopardy?
Well, there wasn't much we could do but wait on other resources to get there. We didn't start crying.
But they might have wanted to start crying. When the Coast Guard helicopter pilot told them the deck was pitching so badly that it was too dangerous to attempt lowering a basket to start evacuating the 18 crew members in the dark. They had to wait for first light. Then on December 29th, a couple of helicopter trips removed the crew, and efforts went on to try to divert the drifting rig, and it grounded on the 31st. During this lengthy probe, each witness has brought another part of the story to light. Case was asked to speculate several times and declined. But when Strouch asked him what hindsight had taught him, he did not hesitate.
Knowing what we know now, we know we should have had multiple tugs.
He's never had to be rescued before, he said. When asked if he felt any pressure to leave Dutch Harbor quickly, Case said no, he did not. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.